Hey guys,
it's me. How's it going? It's me. I hope everyone's doing good. So, like, the reason why I'm sorry. I'm, like, coughing all over the keyboard. That's not good. Oh, yeah. That was wet. I know, right? So, like, the reason why I decided to not stream was because the reason why I'm doing this is because, like, so I was up. Let me finish my sentence. The reason why was because, like, I was gonna do my lesson, and usually this person's like, no, you can't. you can't, like, cancel last minute. And then they heard me, and they were like, yeah, you know what? Let's, like, move it to next. Yeah, so, like, now that I'm awake, I don't know what to do. And, like, you know, I guess go back to sleep somehow, and then and then yeah, so it's good. I'm drinking water. I should probably, like, go take medicine. I took it, like, yesterday too, but, like, oh, that's good. That's good water. Yeah. So, like, oh yeah, this is also getting recorded, because, like, you know, I don't really like getting my space recorded, but then, you know what? New outfit, new me, right? So, like, yeah, let's go. Yeah. Why are you doing a space? Because, like, why not, you know? I thought, you know, some people are like, is she really sick? And so I was like, hell yeah, I am. Like, I sound pretty sick, right? You can't really fake this. I feel like you can't fake this. Like, if I fake this, I feel like I should not be a VTuber anymore and consider being a professional actor or something. So, I think I'm amazing. Yeah. See, I've stopped coughing now, too. Like, it's thanks to water. And the moral of the story is, like, is that you should always hydrate. I should win an Oscar. Oscar for faking this. I would be amazing. Yeah. So, like, you know, someone told me that ibuprofen has, like, pretty much, like, similar effects to Tylenol. Is that true? Apparently, it's, like, it helps with fever, too. So, it's like, what? Really? So, you know, I don't know. And they're like, ibuprofen, like, really? Are you serious? So, yeah. Why are you asking us? I don't know. Basically, oh, wow. Wow, they really are smart. Good for them. For real, for real. Nice. Yeah, so, like, you know, that's great. Oh, yeah! I've stopped coughing! Oh my god! Heck yeah! And you know, guess what, guys? Like, I gotta show you this. I gotta show you this soon. Guess what I'm gonna post. May not be much. It's Oh, add to speak. Well, how do I do this? Add a speaker, invite to co-host. Yo, it's Maury Calliope. Speak.
Of course.
What the fuck? What? What did you just say? Really? Just like that? To a sick. I mean, she's also sick. I guess that Oh, she's. I'm worse now. Why would she do this to me? Okay. So, like in music. So, like, yeah. Yeah, honestly, I feel like I'm getting better in a way, like talking more. It's like, yeah, you know what? I think I should go outside. Like, I looked it up recently. Well, I shouldn't go outside. I'd be a menace. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna walk around the park, not around the city, 'cause I'd be, I don't want to affect other people. I'm gonna go to a park. Yeah. Maybe. I think it would be good. So I heard that, like, what was I gonna say? I heard that you don't get a cold. What was I gonna say? You don't get a cold just because the weather is cold. You get cold because the air is dry. So, well, I don't really know. Like, research always changes, but like apparently, allegedly, that's what they say. So I'm like, okay. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna sleep cold. I didn't sleep cold. Did I sleep cold? It was cold. And then it got better. Because my body temperature is pretty high right now. So it's pretty good. I think my fever went down a bit though. Yesterday was pretty bad. I was sweating. It was really good. Where are your sources? Came to me in a dream. Get a humidifier then. I'm not gonna get a humidifier. That's insane. Like it's gonna create some mold and whatever. I have a dehumidifier, not like a humidifier. Cold was a clickbait name. Yeah, it was, honestly. Yeah. So like people need to get their fact checked, honestly. Like cold is not cold. Like, you don't get a cold because you're cold. You get a cold because the air is dry. Instead of getting a cold, you should have said, I got the dry. It doesn't even make any sense. Why would they even do that? Why would they even make it up? What's wrong with them? Is this the sickest you've ever been? No, honestly, I think the sickest I've been was when they got COVID, because when I had COVID, I could barely speak. Yeah, it was just like really breathy. Actually, every time I got sick, I think I did a space. You sound pretty clear for having a cold. Thank you. I think so too. Now that I like, coughed it out and like blew my nose, hacked out my insides, You know, Flaminol, I think it's good. I think talking does help. Thank you. I feel better as a person now. I need a new tissue. How many tissues in the trash right now? Not that many, honestly. Like, 'cause like, you know, I haven't been in this room for too long, so are you gonna post that? No, I'm not. Yeah, you know, recently I think I'm kind of like, how should I say? Should I say stressed out? Not really stressed out per se. I've been like pretty frustrated with I don't know if it's okay to say this, but you know what? Like being kind of frustrated with management. So I think because of that I had like nightmare-ish. It was like they sent a response to like a message that I sent and that it was just gaslighting me, and then I got so angry, I like yeah. I got so angry, I think I like flew all the way over to Japan to like talk, not talk things out. Who am I kidding? Yeah. Yeah, 'cause like they won't respond to me. Why won't they respond to me? I mean, yeah, I gotta say, like, it's kind of a difficult thing to respond to, honestly. Yeah, but like, come on, you can respond to me. I'm not gonna bite. I mean, yeah, I guess I could bite. Actually, maybe they did respond. Oh, they did respond to me! Oh my God, my dream is a prophecy! Oh, it's not that long. Well, thank you. Thank you for getting back to me. Is there a good response? Oh, it's just like, oh, you know, we'll get back to you on it soon. So I was like, oh, okay. Yay! See, I think communication is key for anything in life. Like, communication is so important. Like, we gotta like talk things out, have love. Yeah. Oral Karen strikes again. But then, you know, I think about it sometimes. Is it really a Karen if I'm standing up for myself? But then again, I guess, you know, nowadays that counts as such, so whatever. I mean, I don't really care. Oh my God. Oh heck yeah. These new games are so poggers. What the heck is this? What? It says it's a video. It's not a video. The heck? I've been lied to. Anyway. Was I saying? What was I talking? Oh, I closed the YouTube free chat. My bad. I was like, where did the free chat go? I closed it. I'm so silly. Oh, man. Make sure you get a pink eye too. Oh yeah, I'm on it. It keeps like going, coming back, going, coming back, going, back and forth, back and forth. I drank all of this. I drank all 500 milliliters within the past 30 minutes. I'm hydrating. Now I ran out. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm like a fish. Oh my god, I'm like a fish! Yo! Oh my god! Oh my god! I just had a brilliant idea, which probably wouldn't work. I'm not gonna tell you guys, but like, that's awesome. Nature is healing. I'm touching grass. Honestly, guys, you know, a good thing in life is that whenever you get sick or whatever things stress you out, touching grass is really helpful. Like, touching grass changed my life. It's good. Like, you gotta go. Don't go swimming. Yeah, no, you can't go swimming. Not when I'm sick, because it's a nuisance. See, I knew that I'd get sick because everybody around me on that flight were coughing all around me. So, it was bound to be done and over with. For me, my life was going to be over. And you know what? I was on a Boeing, too. So, obviously, that was, like, the first red flag. And I was, like, right next to the emergency exit. So, they were telling me how to pull the emergency lever and everything. So, I was like, oh, heck yeah. I'm really gonna die now. And, usually I don't get nervous, but I just got, like, a little nervous. Maybe I have more things to lose in life, because usually I don't get nervous. I'm just like, yeah, you know what? Like, we'll just, like, take it as is. Like, I will accept my fate. But this time I was, like, just a wee bit nervous, thinking, am I gonna make it out alive, or am I gonna die? Yeah, but I lived, which is, I guess, fortunate. I mean, yeah, I guess it's fortunate, because, like, I have to think about the people who would be sad about me, like my family and my friends and all that. I mean, they'll move on eventually, but then still, like, there is that. Gotta care about that. And also you guys, I guess, you'll probably also move on, but, you know, whatever. I don't have any water. I'm gonna die now. I'm gonna dehydrate now. Don't forget us. We'll be sad too. I mean, there's nothing to forget if I'm dead. Dead is dead. There's no such thing as an afterlife or anything. It's just darkness. Or maybe there is something. Who cares? I mean, I'll worry about it when I get there. If there is something, awesome. If there isn't, awesome. I get to sleep forever. Great! Whatever! Oh. Hi, Crony, what you miss? You missed the part about my great Boeing adventures. Thank God I'm not a whistleblower. Otherwise, I would not be here right now. Although, since I am talking somewhat badly about Boeing, they might track me down and then kill me. So, not kill me. They might silence me with, bribery. Bingo. Yeah, you know, Just for safety reasons, this is all a joke. I'm joking. I don't mean anything that I say. You know, when you're a streamer, when you're an entertainer online, you gotta over exaggerate some things. And because of that, I think, you know, maybe you need some improvements on your airplane, not gonna lie, but like, you know, you need some improvement to your airplane. I mean, what else can I say? I was trying to say something good, but I can't come up with anything at the moment, but I'm sure you have some good qualities about you, so, oh, this is really not helping me. Well, this is awkward. Well, I'm an entertainer. I really don't really know what I'm talking about. So, like, I'm... just disregard everything that I say. Like, my opinions don't really matter at the end of the day. So, like, you can just laugh it off. Ha ha ha, you know? Please don't kidnap my family. Please don't. I'm just... if you have someone to blame, just take me. Please don't do this. You just for safety reasons. Please don't. Oh my god. It's over for me, isn't it? I was gonna post something. You know what? This is a good conversation changer. Okay. Yeah, so I was gonna post something. Yeah. So, this, and guess where I am? You guys are gonna, like, freak out. Guess where I am, and then have a little silly emoji. There we go. Look at that. Guess where I am? You silly. I just posted it. Yes, that's right. Ready to scream. Yippee-doo! Oh god, I know, I'm kind of silly like that. Oh, you know, I was kind of bored, so I was like, oh, you know what? Why not? I'll just, like, check it out and see how it's like. So, remember back when I said that, like, oh, you know, haha, I'm in your walls, ha, right? Well, guess what? I am actually in your walls. So, I've been in your walls for quite a long time, actually. I've been in your walls for like, god, when was the last stream when I mentioned it? For a few years now, I think. Well. That explains the sniffling I've been hearing. That's right. Oh. That's cool. How many walls are you in? I'm actually in quite a few number of walls. Like, you have no idea. Uh-huh.
Oh, look at you guys. That's so sweet. Oh, hello, everyone. It's so nice to see everyone being so active. Hi. That's so cool. Look at this. Look at everyone. Case closed. All the mystery. Oh, disgusting. That's not a good compliment at all. That's not true. Love you, crony. And I love you, random citizen. Ha ha. Oh. 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 Yeah. Oh, they're so adorable. They just yapping. That's adorable. I've seen the things that you've said. And sometimes I'd love to argue with you, but then the fact that, I can't, it makes me sad. 'Cause, you might not have been able to tell, but I'm kind of a confrontational person, and but I choose not to. Like, how do I say this? How do I put this lightly? So, like, just because you can be a bitch doesn't mean that you should be one. And that is my mindset. And so, like, I might, like, oversass you till you cry, I guess, but then I don't do that because I'm a nice person. I know my skills, and so I contain myself. Hi, crony. Hi. That's a very cute emo. Yeah. Speak your truth, girl. Speak. I didn't say bitch, I said beach. Speech. Beach. Beach. I'm not even using. Come take a leave with me. Oh, yeah, I did actually take a leave. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm more of a NyQuil kind of person. DayQuil and NyQuil. Yeah. With a T at the end. Beached. What? Don't take ibuprofen on an empty stomach. Well, why not? I heard that it's okay to take ibuprofen on an empty stomach. I don't understand. Oh, I will never recover. I'm gonna suffer. Yeah, right? This server is so alive now, I also like this server quite a bit, so I was pretty sad when there was no activity. So I'm glad that you guys are active now. I love both of y'all. Thank you, crony. Now I don't want to say this. You are my favorite child. I'm just kidding. Both of you are very good. We are safe here anymore. Well, I also keep tabs on you guys too. Don't you worry. Yeah, but you guys are good. You guys are good. I think sometimes you get a little bit rowdy, but that's okay. That's why you're not my favorite. Oh. Oh. Yeah, so sometimes, like, I do that. Sometimes when I get bored, I check it out, see what everyone's doing. Do you want more activity in the ribbon channels? Honestly, go ham. Do whatever, man. Do anything within reasonable extent. Like, dude, did you hear that just now, though? Not really just now, but a few seconds ago. I was like gargling in my own phlegm. That was kind of disgusting. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah, you know, just do it within a reasonable extent. Like, honestly, when I like, okay, I didn't ever say that I was into the ribbon channels. I think it's okay though, is the thing. What did I say? There's a time and a place for everything, and then that channel is the right time and place for everything. Yeah. What is reasonable extent? Well, like, you know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. Do I really have to explicitly say it, you friend? Yeah, we love every part of you, crony. You know, I love to, maybe not you per se, but like I love you guys as a whole. You guys, I think you guys are pretty great, man. Like, I do appreciate you guys. Like, you guys have like stuck around thick and thin. Maybe you guys aren't perfect, but then obviously, who's perfect? Definitely not me. I mean, I am. Sometimes I have an existential crisis and think that I'm not perfect. And I guess this is one of those times where I don't feel as perfect because I'm sick. But yeah, you guys are pretty great. And like, we're all like trying to become a better person, hopefully, and that's what matters. Why are you so nice when you're sick? 'Cause I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die a most painful death. I can't die from a cold. Maybe if I was much older, maybe I would think of this as a threat, but otherwise, that's okay. Try to be worse, actually. You know what? I don't even know what to say. Well, like, if you're trying to be worse, good luck on your journey, I guess. But the thing is, I want to say that it's really easy to become like toxic and bitter and jaded, and I think personally it takes strength to be a kind person. I think that's difficult. Like, I personally think that it's much easier for you to become like bitter and jaded, like me. But I've lived for a long freaking time. So, yeah, that's why, you know, a joke about being a doomer is a thing, right? Why am I saying all these inspirational speech? It's not like I'm on TED Talk. I shouldn't be on TED Talk anyway, because they're gonna be like, who's this sick person? Get the heck out of this place. Besides, TED Talks are basically all the same. I'm just kidding. Yeah, am I really kidding though? Am I really just saying just kidding to save my own ass? Like, what is it? I don't really know anymore. Maybe I'm not kidding anymore. Maybe I do mean it. Maybe. You know what? Maybe I do
mean some of them. There's truth in humor, exactly. Maybe. Yeah. I'm having some self-reflection right now. Is it, like, in me to just say, just kidding? What if I don't kid anymore? What if I just mean everything that I say? What if I just don't say that anymore? Then would people still know that I'm being sarcastic? Probably not. Which sucks. Oh man, that means I do have to say it at the end of the day. Oh man! Sarcasm is such a difficult thing. Why can't you all be Canadian or have British humor? Man. Why? So sorry, eh? You should be. And then, so, like, I was watching a clip of Monty Python. Speaking of Monty Python in the chat, I got inspired from one of them. And I think I might do it once I get better. Like, I watched it, like, years back, like, for this one specific bit. It was called The Argument Clinic, and I like that. Yeah. Just say stuff. Don't apologize. But if I don't apologize, people are going to think that I'm actually an asshole, which is, yes, that is true. But in that context, I wasn't trying to be one. And then in the end, everyone's going to be offended over something and then everything. Because this is the internet nowadays. Oh. Sometimes I love the internet, but sometimes it's a tough world to be in. Like, not as, like, you know, this whole, like, you know, entertainer, content creator shebang, but, like, just in general as, like, you know, someone coming from a consumer. Like, it's just, it's difficult. Yeah. We need that Monty Python. Yeah, I've never really watched Monty Python except, like, a clip of it. Like, some clips of it, so yeah. Everyone takes everything too serious. Well, like, the thing is, you gotta, like, hold some people accountable if it's, like, really bad. Like, really, really, like, shady thing that's not a joke. But then, you know, if it's something more lighthearted, then, like, I don't think you can, like, judge people for that. I'm not, like, saying this from my own experience. Oh, man, I hope I don't get taken out of context. But you know what? This is gonna happen anyway. So, like, what if I say that I like dark chocolate, right? And I don't like the other chocolates, for example, and then people are gonna be like, you know what? What about the milk chocolate? What about the almond chocolates? You're not being very inclusive right now. They all have their, like, good and bad. I'm just strictly talking about chocolate, okay? Not for anything else. This isn't an analogy for anything, as I'm talking strictly about chocolate. So you hate pancakes. That's the thing. I love pancakes. I don't really like waffles that much, but then if there are no pancakes, I guess I'll have waffles. But if there were both waffles and pancakes, I'd rather go for pancakes. Yeah, but anyway, if I say that I like dark chocolate, but, you know, like, I don't like other things. I used to like it, but not anymore. It's like, hey, how dare you? It's like, oh, is she making an analogy? Is she, like, applying this to other things? Fuck no. I'm just talking about chocolate. I can't even complain. I can't even express my own opinion about chocolate. I can't even talk about my own preferences. Why? I'm just
literally talking about chocolate. I just like dark chocolate. I used to like white chocolate. Yeah, and then over time, I think white chocolate is like, it has this bit of like, what was it? Like, it's a little too creamy. And you get kind of sick of the taste. I used to be really like into it, maybe for like 10 years or so. And then I got into like just normal milk chocolate, which was pretty good. And then I still like hazelnut chocolate and almond chocolate. That's pretty good. And then, yeah, and then I like dark chocolate too. But that there's dark chocolate with hazelnut or almonds. That would be awesome. I love that. I think that's awesome. That is really... sorry, I just needed a moment. Oh, that was... Ugh. That was crazy. Why is free chat dead? What happened? What happened while I've been knocked out? Can we pretend that the airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? So that I can just shoot him down or something. Like, I have nothing against the airplanes, just some of the people in it. Which, I mean, okay, I guess I shouldn't shoot down an airplane just because of some people. That would make the other people... See, I'm so sick and tired of having to explain. Okay, yeah, some people, they need to wear a mask. If you're sick, wear a mask. It makes other people suffer, you know? If it's a baby, okay, sure, whatever. Like, you know, maybe they shouldn't be wearing a mask. That's understandable. But if you're a grown-up, wear a freaking mask. You're completely fine. Maybe if you're an elderly, I guess there's that too. But if you're, like, a normal person within, like, a reasonable age, then wear a mask. Please. There are other people out here minding their own business, and then you just decide to, like, cough in this enclosed space. Obviously, everyone around you is gonna get sick because you're being so inconsiderate. Look at me! Now I'm suffering because of you, random person number 167. I hate you. I don't even know how many people can fit in an airplane. Random person number 67. I hate you. I hate you. Not as a person, but for what you did to me. And I'm so sick and tired of having to explain so that I can save my ass. I don't... Oh, why? Why? Okay.
Yeah, like it's okay. Like, again, don't make an analogy to other situation because I'm talking about my own experience with this thing, right? Don't try to apply it to your own experience. I'm saying apply it to my experience. And number 167 fucked me over with their stupid carelessness. Was it their evil nature? Was it a mistake? What was it? Just so free and running in the fields, putting your hand over the grass, just so carefree. Meanwhile, not knowing that the hand that you touch are all the people you've infected. Number 167. I hate you. Again, not as a person, but for what you did. Now, okay. Like, I'm just saying this. If you're sick and you're in an enclosed space, especially like an airplane, wear a mask. Unless you're a baby or like an elderly or anyone with a respiratory problem, wear a mask. You're not gonna die. I've lived. Okay, I guess I shouldn't apply it to my own experience. Oh my God, I hate it. I hate having to explain myself. I'm so sorry for trying to apply it to my own experience. I'm sorry. I'm so fucking sorry. Oh. Yes, yeah, I'm saying that. Not inclusive to my own self. I'm just saying in general, like, what was I saying? I'm just saying in general, like, if you have those problems, just don't do it. Just don't do it. Like, I'm not gonna say, it was fine for me because it's different for every other person, right? So I should never say that. How dare I say that? I should go kill myself right now. I should let this cold take over me. I should shut down my immune system for saying such a thing. Because if that's saying, oh, it's fine for me, I don't know why it's okay for them. Like why it's not okay for them. That peeves me. That irks me. And then the fact that I said that, I should go kill myself right now. How dare I say such stupid thing. I hate. Number 167. I hate you. I hate you. And number 154. I hate you too. And number 43. I hate you too. I hate everybody around was coughing. It wasn't just number like 167. There were other people around. It wasn't just their fault. It was just like a collective effort to get me sick. And honestly, I hate all of them. I hate all of them who partook in this mission to get me sick because you know what? It worked. Like, do you know what I'm going through right now? These sick ass people, I'm like, okay, my ear is still pretty messed up. I'm getting like, the antibiotic drops, and I think it got a lot better. Yeah, it got a lot better. My right ear is still pretty bad, but like, it's getting better. And then I'm suffering with a sunburn. It's not good at all. And then now I'm sick. Like, what is this combo breaker? Are you out here
to mess me up? What's wrong with you? What did I ever do to you all to be sick? Why did your sickness infiltrate my immune system? Why did your sick germs go into my system? Why couldn't my white blood cells fight back? What is wrong with my white blood cells, honestly? At least cure one thing. You gotta rely on antibiotics? Like, why can't you just cure yourself? What's wrong? Like, why can't your immune system actually pull weight and do something? I hate it. I used to only, like, I used to only get sick, like, maybe once a year or something. But then again, I also got that, what was it, swine flu, too? So, like, what's the point if I get sick once a year, if I get, like, these, like, major sickness? Why? Why? Also, I had a dream that, like, we don't even have a family computer, but then I had a dream that there was a family computer, and that computer got infected because of this one person. And I was like, man, you downloaded something, didn't you? You downloaded it. And then they were like, nope, I didn't. And then, like, all these random-ass files started generating on the main screen. And I was like, what did you do? Like, this computer is outdated. Now it's going to crash because of you. And then I had to, like, you know, boot up the antivirus system and everything to try to fix it. It was really stressful. And I was like, you know what? Fuck you. I hate you. You've never done anything good in my life. And here you are, messing up the family computer. I hate you. I hate you. And then I woke up. I think I had that dream because the printer was reorganizing itself. Like, it does that sometimes. And I think I got woken up because of that. Yeah. Dude, I really gotta stop having multiple dreams at the same time, though. It's lame. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I feel like I'm good now. And then, you know, my family called. And then they were like, hey, you want to have some fish? I was like, heck yeah, let's have fish. And they said, oh, yeah, no, you're sick. Let's have it next time. I was like, what? What do you mean? So you're going to eat without me? But fortunately, they didn't say that. They said they would just, like, put it in the freezer and eat it next time. So I was like, oh, great. Because I love fish. And even if I'm sick, if I'm going to miss out on good food, I will not. I simply will not. It's happening. Hey, but my phlegm has color. That means that I must be getting better. Thank you. I personally think it was 10 out of 10. You want to try it? I'm just... You should know that I'm kidding, though, right?
Yeah. Clearer means healthier, usually. You're a liar. That means the white blood cells are fighting for their lives right now. That means they're actually pulling their weight. Oh, you actually want to try? It's kind of salty, though. Like. It's kind of salty. If you want to try it, like, I could send it over. Yeah, you don't need salt. You can just have this. Okay. Oh, now free chat works. Oh, what the heck, man? Like, I was like, why did it freeze? Was what I said that controversial about, people wanting my little, like, fluid from my nose? It's pretty rad. I mean, you could. I think this is the first time this woman has ever grossed me out. I can say a lot worse, honestly. Yeah. Yeah, but it could be like supper time for some people, so I can't say this. Yeah. What the heck? Oh, I thought it was done. Weird. Okay. Why is my nose still whatever? Well, you see, like, if you're like, I'm eating dinner right now. Okay, yeah. For you, I'll save it. I won't say it. I think I'm good now. I think I'm gonna like have some medicine because I didn't have it ever since I woke up, so I think I'm good. I think I'm gonna peace out now. Yeah. So, have a great one, guys. And remember, take away all these TED Talk lessons that I've told you. I'm not going to summarize it for you, but you gotta have the right takeaway, okay? Good. I'm so proud of you guys. You guys are learning. You'll know what I mean. Just because the space is ending doesn't mean she's leaving. That's true. I'm always gonna be around to whatever you guys are up to. Yeah. So have a great one to all three of you. You didn't even say anything. You were just yapping. That means that you weren't paying attention. And that's why you are not my favorite child. If you want to be, the good competition, then you gotta step up your game, okay? Yeah. And with that, Yeah, see, you guys are so different. Like on here, they were like, "Oh yeah, understood. Yeah." And then the second one was like, "You were just yapping." And then free chat's like mixed, which is whatever. And then, yeah, that's why. Like between the two of you know what it is. Keep up the good work to both of you. I know, like, you guys are doing good. I'm whatever. You're not whatever. How dare you say that about yourself? Only I can say that about you. You can't say that about yourself. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm gonna go. So, the moral of the story is live, laugh, love. Live, laugh, love. Will this be archived? Heck yeah, 'cause like I said, it's recorded. 'Cause I know that I personally don't want to hear this, but some people do want to hear this, you know, this space. So I did record it for the first time. Look at me go. Oh, whatever. I don't even care anymore. Goodbye, everyone. Have a great one. Don't be sick. Beware of people like number 167 and 45 and whoever's out there. They're all careless. They're all evil. I hate all of them. Okay, bye.